Where are my trolls that insult me every week? Are you here yet? Okay, that's okay, trolls. You don't faze me at all, actually. I'm too used to trolls and getting called names and that kind of stuff. Here comes the train. And it's the Bonoboville streamer on track 31. 32. Track 32. I take that back. Whether I get 31. Let's see if there's anybody here yet.
I'm late.
Dr. Susie.
Is this the runaway train?
This is the runaway train.
Because I want to run away.
With runaway stories.
Yay. Let's get on the runaway train. And run away from all the problems in the world. Some people fly away from them, but I think running is probably more climate friendly, a little bit, as long as you're not using a steam engine.
Some of them float away.
Oh, yes.
They go to the Mediterranean to pollute it with their yachts.
But something about a runaway train is very romantic.
Yeah. Right.
And scary, actually. And it was a great song from the 90s by Soul Asylum. I don't know if you remember that song. Around the time we got married, that song came out, Runaway Train.
Mm.
Then there was Runaway Bride, which was a terrible movie. But Runaway Train.
So,
can we run away?
You can't run away. No.
We can't.
No. You can't run away from yourself.
So this train is going in circles.
Try. It's like, you know.
All right. It is. It's going far, though. Impossible Bit7169 on Reddit says, hello from the Soviet Union.
Hi.
Wait a second.
Comrade.
That's from the past. Right? That's not just Russia. That's the Soviet Union. I didn't think there was a Soviet Union anymore. Is there?
Hello.
Tell me, Impossible. His name is Impossible.
Hello.
Why do you keep saying hello?
Because I know my voice is lower than yours, actually.
Oh, okay.
I can see it right here.
Should I say hello back?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. Well, I'm full steam ahead on the runaway train. And we're going through the tunnel of love. And I'm not sure where I'm going, actually. But what they say is the goal is the journey. And it's a nice train with all I can drink and smoke. So I guess I'll be okay. So Soul Asylum did a beautiful song, Runaway Train. Why do these people repeat what I just said? Anyway, sunsets have lied. Yes, you're correct. Thank you for listening to what I said and repeating it into the text because I don't have time to text while I talk. So yeah, that's right. It was a beautiful song. And it actually had a bunch of pictures on it of some runaways, but mostly kidnapped kids. And they actually found some of the kids, and some of them were alive and were rescued. Some of them not so much, but it was a very heartfelt song. And I have a heartfelt feeling tonight as I board the train. I'm feeling kind of nervous about Republican thinking. And by that, we have to also talk about Democratic thinking and people who don't subscribe to either. In other words, we're going to talk about thinking.
Thinking.
Which is not as unsexy as that sounds, because actually brain sex is the most exciting form of sex, especially when it's combined with something physical. But even on its own, the erotic theater of the mind is very, very exciting. And of course, it varies depending on whether you're Democrat or Republican or agnostic. I guess it's appropriate to say agnostic because these are kind of like religions these days. So if you don't subscribe to either one, which is kind of difficult, then you are kind of an agnostic. And our throwback show tonight is Sex and the Republican Brain from 2012. We've been talking about this a long time, actually long before that.
Long before that,
but
correct,
this particular correct. Show is from 2012, and it's got a bunch of porn stars, which is fun, and some of them use the monkey bars, and kinksters, including Michael Simmons, a director. We called him the Orson Welles of kink because he made some movies about kink. I think one of them was called American Kink. And really beautiful movies. And he brought some beautiful nylon girls who strutted around. And then we had porn stars like Casey Combs and Presley Carter and the gorgeous Elena Ray, who looks like a Republican wet dream, a tiny little blonde girl, but very left-wing, actually, in her politics, which is not something you can assume about porn stars. They vary totally. But in any case, my intellectual guest was Chris Mooney, the author of The Republican Brain, also the author of The Republican War on Science. And it kind of dissects the science of why so many Republicans, and especially now MAGAs. Deny science. And back then there was no such thing as MAGA, except that, of course, Make America Great is an old Republican motto, really an old fascist motto.
Yes.
That Trump recycled. And so the science of why they so easily and vehemently deny science, and of course, there was no vaccine then. There was no pandemic then. So we weren't talking about that as we are now. And even though there's a lot of left-wingers that also are anti-vax, I think most of them are right-wing MAGA people.
Whatever they are, they're running to get their shots now.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them are. Yeah. It's really
up by 30% in some, yeah.
Social pressure, I guess.
Yes.
I mean, because the information is the same. If anything, it's all more confusing because people who are vaccinated are getting it. And that's disturbing.
And it was the same thing with polio. And it was the same thing with the measles. And
except
it was the
they get a much lower
Yeah, of course.
Level
that,
of
that's
it.
All yeah. vaccinations are about. They're not going to stop these entities that enter your body and kill you.
But yeah, like polio and the measles and chicken
polio,
pox.
Chicken pox was a big one.
I remember I got chicken pox
and
as
you,
a kid.
You had
that's
a
terrible.
You had a scar on your arm.
From getting a vaccine.
Yeah. So I saw a little cartoon. A little boy's looking at his mom and she has a scar on her arm. And he said, "What, Mom, what happened there?" And it was for the measles. He says, "It's not needed anymore. You don't have to do it."
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Yes, that's very true. People don't get measles anymore.
Rare,
I got measles
rare,
as a
right,
kid. It's
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah.
It almost kills a lot of kids. It kills some kids.
Yeah.
And then one reason, remember when I got shingles a while back?
Yep. Yeah.
And that was because I was taking the steroids because I got pneumonia. And yes, I am a little immunocompromised. And so I got the shingles because I had chicken pox.
Mm-hmm.
And that shows up sometimes.
Later on.
And, of course, my dad got Parkinson's partly because he had the influenza of 1918.
Wow.
And a lot of these flus, these bad flus, they have effects that stay with you that you might not see right
away.
Yeah, people are worried about the vaccine having effects. And yes, it does. I'm not denying that it has effects that sometimes aren't expected. But COVID has a lot more. Okay, so somebody says, the guns I understand. This is unlikely layer 2268. The guns I understand. It's the sex and homosexual Republicans that confuse me. Thought that was antithetical. So do we have a typo, folks?
I understand This is the mothership. Hi. That's right. Listen, my week was not great. So.
Well, that's why I wanted to get on a runaway train, to run away from it all. But anyway, it follows us, as you say.
Okay, now I can
but
hear myself.
But in any case, Unlikely Lair has a beef with us that's understandable because there's either a typo or something. The guns, I understand, he says, it's the sex and homosexual Republicans that confuse me. Thought that was antithetical. Well, we didn't say homosexual Republicans, although there are plenty of them, of course. We said amosexual Republicans, that is gun-loving. Okay, amosexual means having a fetish for firearms. And that, we can say, a lot more Republicans have than Democrats. Although Democrats are starting to develop it, and it's worrisome. And Democrats, of course, have it when it comes to making war on small foreign countries. Drones, like Barry Obama. He had a drone fetish. I didn't appreciate that. That is killing, just like when you are there in your flesh. You are killing someone else's flesh, even if you're in a room somewhere pressing a button. And that's why those guys have PTSD. So anyway, yeah, it's amosexual. So if we have a typo, we should correct it.
We have a typo?
Or unlikely layer is just hallucinating.
It's the new English. You can spell whatever way you want.
But yeah, I have a problem with that.
I get it.
Because then people misunderstand you.
Of course. Yeah, I get it.
I hate that, actually. Blah. This throwback that we are going to be playing tonight features Chris Mooney, the author of The Republican Brain, The Science of Why They Deny Science. And, of course, it was way before the pandemic. This was in 2012, and yet it's so relevant to now. It's amazing. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And also, it was the beginning, this brewing craziness, mostly on the right wing, but it does infect the left wing, because these are wings of one human beast that can't even fly, okay? It needs all that firepower to get off the ground. But yet we have wings, right? So the right wing is just so infected with this disease of science denial. But the left wing's got it too. But back then, the big case, I don't know if people remember, because this was 11 years ago or 10 years ago, when Missouri congressman and anti-abortion nut job Tom Akin said, women don't become pregnant if it's a legitimate rape. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yes, of course. Yeah.
He called it a legitimate rape.
Can I say something? Not only did he say that, I grew up where a lot of people were saying that. It's legitimate.
that women can't get pregnant if it was a real rape.
Yeah.
That they wouldn't get pregnant. That if the woman gets pregnant, it must mean she wanted it.
She wanted it,
is basically what this guy was implying. And yeah, I'm sure you grew up with that. I didn't quite grow up with that.
I grew up with all kinds of
rumors. I didn't grow up with that. But anyway, this was 2012. So we should be beyond that. Okay? And we were. Because way before there was cancel culture, Todd Akin got canceled. That is, he didn't get reelected because he said this thing. And back then, people were, I think, a little more cued into science, and they could see that he was just ridiculous. I mean, obviously, a woman gets raped. If it's the right time of month and the sperm gets to the egg, she's going to get pregnant. Yeah. And lots of women who have gotten pregnant have been victims of rape and whatnot.
And
what's that got to do with abortion anyway, except that he was trying to say that women who are victims of rape shouldn't be able to get abortions either, that nobody should be able to get an abortion, basically. So we canceled his ass because people were thinking a little bit more then, I guess. But in any case, the disease was already brewing, and that's why we felt obliged to analyze the Republican brain and its adherence to authoritarian principles. And this was before MAGA. And of course, right now, I think Republicans are actually a bit divided. We're usually so in awe, we lefties, because lefties are always so all over the place. We have all these different opinions, and that's partly because we are lefties. There's the liberals, and there's the shit liberals, and there's the progressives, and there's the socialists, and there's the democratic socialists, and the anarchists, and the communists. And everybody's calling each other names and kind of jealous of each other because there's very little money for this kind of thing. The Republicans have ooh gobs of money because all the billionaires want to support people that just want to make you racist and not pay taxes. The leftists long have been at each other's throats. That was one of the reasons that Hitler came to power. The leftists were all blaming each other, the communists and the socialists and the Weimar Democrats, and people have their different points of view. Republicans, usually it's like everybody's in lockstep, just like those wonderful goose-stepping soldiers. Although now there is a bit of a divide between the maggots and the Cheney Republicans, and I can't get on either side, frankly.
Yeah. Well, 50% of the Republicans now think that at some point vigilantes will have to take over in order to save traditional white America.
So what are those vigilantes? KKK? Oath Keepers?
No, these are 50%, almost 50% of Republicans.
Right, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. Even if it's a minority.
A lot of Americans.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it's
a lot of
frightening.
Strange people.
And this is why it's important for us to try to not put aside our differences, because I appreciate all of our differences, but still, like, make like bonobos, not baboons. Let's try to share, we leftists, we socialists, we liberals.
We humans.
And I know that a lot of people who are liberals don't like socialists, and a lot of socialists don't like liberals. I like to identify with all of it. I don't identify as right wing. I'm sorry.
I do believe in all gods and goddesses.
Although I have a lot of right-wing clients, and I like a lot of right-wing people, and I don't like your politics, but I like some of your pies, I guess. Hush puppies. Okay, so anyway, it's a great show, and it's got a lot of sex, but also an interesting analysis, so do stay tuned for sex and the Republican brain after this. Simply Nad says, is she pro or anti-vaccination? Wow. She must be me. I'm the only female. Do you possibly think I'd be anti-vaccination? I am pro-vaccination for those of you who need it spelled out. But I'm trying not to be too much of an asshole about it. I understand people have the desire to not get vaccinated. And I would say it isn't quite like not wearing your seatbelt, because that only gets you like all mangled if you get into an accident, which is on you. But it's like driving drunk, not getting vaccinated. And I think it's great to drink. Hey, get drunk, but stay home. If you're going to get drunk, which means not get vaccinated, stay home. That's my opinion, but I don't run the world, unfortunately, for all y'all.
No, but you could go outside, get hit by a car that affects the rest of your life because all your bones are broken.
Yeah.
Life has serious dangers.
Anyway, you don't have to stay home. You could go outside.
Yeah, you can go out. Hey,
I go outside. You know, outside is fine. I don't even understand how the restaurants are working these days. I feel for these restaurateurs, you know, small business people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a small business woman. I'm only 5'3". But at the same time, I don't know how to do it. How do you mask up and go to a restaurant or bar and do anything? You got to take your mask off, so you're not really masked up.
Well, my answer to that is actually that the studio here is in our bar.
Well, that's true.
So I don't have to go out to a bar, but I do enjoy having, being with friends and fucking around all day, milling about.
Okay, so we got some sex questions
okay,
here.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to get to.
All right.
So, impossible bit 7169, the one who said greetings from the Soviet Union, says, are you guys swingers in Florida? All right. Well, I have been a swinger, Max somewhat, and we have certainly hosted a gazillion swingers, and we have swinger-like events here in Bonoboville. We have had, not lately because of COVID, but we'll get into more of that later. But
go watch a show.
Oh yeah, watch this show right after tonight's live show, Sex in the Republican Brain, because after we talk about the Republican Brain, we have a lot of sex, and I am in the middle of all of it. So I guess I'm a swinger. So Technologic 21 says, hey Doc, do you think the Republican brain suffers from a degree of sexual repression? Well, that is obvious, of course, yes, and 1,000 times yes. More than a degree, a great degree of sexual repression. Absolutely. And much of it is religious. Because I noticed that a lot of Republicans enjoy sex.
They like to do it secretly, like in the
50s. Yes, they like to lead a double life or possibly triple life. And I've done it. It's exciting when you're cheating. It's hard, but it's exciting. Before I was a swinger, I did some cheating. So I know how exciting that is, to go from one lover's house to another and pick up a storm. Yeah. Whoa, baby. But in any case, when you got the church looking down on you, or the synagogue, or the mosque, or the temple, then it makes it even more exciting. So I think Republicans and a lot of fundamentalist religious people kind of thrive on that friction. They are very repressed, and they are very sanctimonious and hypocritical. And the problem I have with this is not that they play this game, because it's a game and you play it if you want. Oh, it's all wrong. Oh, I'm a bad girl. Spank me. I've been bad. Hey, it's a fun game. The problem I have with it is if you're a legislator of any sort or a political activist of any sort and you actively repress other people's sexuality, I got a problem with that. And if you do that, I don't have a problem with somebody exposing you for being the pervert. And I say that in the nicest way, because I love perverts. I'm a pervert too. But exposing you for being the pervert that you are, because you deserve it. If you are involved in trying to repress other people's free expression of consensual sexuality, do I make myself clear?
Yeah.
But if you want to be kinky about it, hey, it's cool. I got a lot of clients like that, and I get it. It's fun. And sometimes you got to be, because you were brought up with repression. You're brought up with being spanked for getting caught masturbating. So, of course, you get excited from spanking, not just the monkey, but your ass. And that's okay. Incorporate it. Understand it. Work with it. Play with it. It's cool. But also change your politics. It's fucked up if you're Republican right now. I don't care if you're a Cheney Republican or a maggot. Either one. Bad, bad. And you know what? I'm not saying the Democrats are good, good. But what is the alternative right now besides trying to work together to defeat the fascist tidal wave that is very possibly engulfing us? And certainly the climate catastrophe is engulfing us, and at least the Democrats are willing to do something. The Republicans are not willing to do anything, nothing. And that's the Cheney Republicans and the maggots. I can't believe we're talking about maggots when this fucker lost. Okay? And speaking of fuck, that's the nickname of this show. It's called FDR. That's the love train that you're on, which is short for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but also fuck DeRich.
Nicely.
Always nicely. We always want to be good at it. No raping. Yeah. And if you don't want to be fucked, then you don't have to be, but then the barbarians will be at your gates. Not me. I'm no barbarian. I'm very civilized, unfortunately.
That's right, being near the studio.
Civilization is the root of much evil.
With a joint or something. Mm. So, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Republicans. Republicans, yeah.
Wow. So, we had a police raid.
Ah, yes.
How long has it been? Over a week ago.
Monday.
We had it. We talked about it this past show.
Right. Oh, yeah, right.
And
right.
Then we wrote a press release and put it out there. And we've been thinking about it a lot because it had just happened when we spoke on this past Saturday's show. And we also did the show with Washington Babylon right after the raid. We've really done quite a bit of press in a way, yeah, our own basically.
Right,
but we also talked to the Pasadena paper, and they might do a story.
They might do
not
something.
Not sure if they will. They don't know if we're important enough.
Well, just changed. We're about sex is the problem.
And, well, of course.
And we're not politically totally correct.
Not at all.
Not at all.
But
I
we're
can
totally
figure out,
legal.
So.
They also probably like to be nice with the police and the inspectors, the city.
I'm
to
sure.
To some degree. They don't want to be critical unless it's a really slam dunk.
The woman that sent these people raiding our home basically were... She makes $115,000. $115,000 a year.
Not bad.
Yeah, but they can't clean the toilets at the park because they don't have enough money.
Okay.
So they lay the people off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cool,
well,
right?
I didn't know about that. I don't go to the park, really.
Yeah, well, I don't either, but especially now because...
No, I wouldn't go to the bathroom in the park.
The toilets aren't being cleaned.
Speaking of sexual repression leading you to do illegal acts under color of law, that is what has been done to us. And it is a slam dunk. It's just that it's going to take a little bit of a layup here. How's my basketball terminology? Anything?
What is that?
I'm just trying to say.
Alley-oop. Alley-oop. Layup alley-oop. Yeah.
Alley-oop.
Well, alley-oop is when you throw the ball to somebody else and they slam them.
Oh, okay.
It's like a two-person.
I don't hear you on my headphones. I hear you in the room. Are you recording or?
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, there
the,
you
I'm
are. The okay, now I hear you. So it is kind of a slam dunk. I say kind of because it requires the layup alley-oop, and that's what we're doing now. We have determined that they had no business being here for very many different reasons. And all those reasons add up to another slam dunk. Hey, you guys, I sued the LAPD. And I won a very nice settlement. Now, these people were a lot nicer than the LAPD. They did not point their guns in our face, but they did frisk us unnecessarily, and they did do a lot of other smaller, less exciting things illegally. So we are going to see what we can do here, and I think it's going to get exciting. What do you think, Captain Max?
Well, first of all, we've done nothing that involves someone raiding your office and telling you whether you can sleep on a couch or if you can stay here for a couple of days. I don't really believe that that's constitutional. So, of course, we're filing on Monday.
Oh, Monday.
Yeah,
oh,
Monday.
That's
yeah.
exciting. I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
To protect our amendments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like you guys try to protect your Second Amendment rights.
Right. I'm cool with the Second Amendment. I want to see those militias out there in marching gear.
Yeah, your house is
burning down. I want bands. I want us people playing drums and, you know, accordions.
Right.
And kilts. Oh, is that the right country? Maybe it's
no, kilts is somewhere else. Oh, they okay.
Yeah, I think y'all would look cute in kilts.
No, kilts are fine. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of cool. Like they're like mini skirts.
Oh, yeah. They're yeah. very cool.
For
I love
guys.
Them. For guys, yeah.
Yeah, they got these hairy legs. And.
Although I wore kilts when I was a kid. My father made them for girls.
Right, for girls. Yeah. And for the Catholic schools.
Right. Kilts right. are, you know, and that's all part of the sexual repression that's really kind of a turn on. There is that going on, but I'm not sure if that's what's going on with the police that raided us, if they are getting turned on by their own repressed prurience. But I wouldn't be surprised if they are getting quite turned on by this. And after all, my panty drawer was rifled through. Yes, indeed, rummaged through.
And our
this police raid was a panty raid.
They also took, I think, the chip from the studio recorder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't want to be recorded. And they disabled right. our
yeah,
lane,
that was a
the,
whole,
the video.
That was a whole other thing. I mean,
well, that's a thing. That's part
yeah,
of the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. But it was true of the telephones also. Because Harry looked that up.
All of our electronics were disabled
pretty much
when
disabled.
They came in here. And that is not, dare I say, kosher. It's illegal. They can't be doing this. And they think we're, I don't know, ignorant or running a cult. Or they think we're running an Airbnb. That could be. I think they think that and that we're fly-by-night kind of people. I don't think they did their research, looked me up, saw my HBO specials, saw my best-selling books, saw Max's history in this city in publishing, saw that we sued the LAPD and won a very nice settlement. And they won't want to have to pay that up. Of course, it's not going to come out of their salaries, right?
Right. It's coming out of the people in their beautiful little mansions. It's coming out of their
I
pocket.
I hope so. I hope it doesn't come out of, you know,
yeah,
poor people's pocket.
Yeah, it always does.
By the way, speaking of houses and sleeping, and we're being told we are not allowed to take a nap in our office and all of this, This is a terrible situation, but let me tell you, there's a really terrible situation going on right now, which is their moratorium on rent is expiring tonight.
Correct.
And already they are doing sweeps in Los Angeles. And Representative Cori Bush slept on the steps of the Capitol. I would have done that when I was young. That's the thing I would have done.
I wouldn't
just
do
to it. Do. Not necessarily even to protest, just because I'm tired and I happen to be
sure,
there.
Sure, right.
On the steps of the Capitol. Anyway, she did. And she did it to get her message across that being houseless, and I like that term better than homeless, because a house is not a home, but a house is shelter. And these people are without shelter. Sometimes a car can be a home.
Sure.
But it's not a house.
No, a box can be a home.
Can be, but it's not a house.
Right, of course, yeah.
Or you could say, my home is the road. This train can be your home, but it's not a house.
Yeah, I've been on trains.
So anyway, Congress is on vacation right now. This is horrific. And we, as the fuck the rich love train, are getting on our platform to say, look at all the billions the billionaires made during the pandemic so they could just shoot their loads into space. And now people are going houseless. By the way, Elon is trying to sell his houses. What does he need to sell them for? Why doesn't he give them to houseless people?
Oh, can you imagine the neighbors? There would be lawsuits and name-calling and
good
for letting the houseless people in your house when you have, you know, millions of dollars worth of stuff.
So Brilliant Ad 5414 says, comparatively, a large portion of the black community is not vaxxed. How does that change moving forward? Well, for one thing, we do need Medicare for all, so people have access, easy access, to clinics and medical settings. And yes, the vaccination is free, but if you don't have Medicare for all and you're used to paying for any kind of medical activity in your life, then you're going to be reluctant to go and you're not going to know where to go.
Excuse me.
Sound like you need some medical activity in your life.
I just took a hit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Anyway, I think this is changing large portions of all the racial communities and ethnic groups, and there's just too many people that aren't getting vaxxed, and it is changing, so hopefully it will continue to change. And I don't know if I have a magic secret answer to any particular racial community. I think it's probably not because of people being black. I think it's because maybe, you know, a lot of black people might be poor. Yes.
Hi. Hey, so I have Casey that he's raising his hand on Clubhouse.
All right.
All right. So let me add him into the Clubhouse.
Hey, Clubhouse. We are on all these different platforms, mostly Reddit, but YouTube also. Technologic was on YouTube. That's cool.
It's Kristen here. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kristen.
So I'd like to just offer my two pennies into the vaccine conversation.
Humble opinion.
2 cents, yeah.
Yeah, 2 cents. Following up on Dr. Susie's drunken analysis, and I'm not sure. Your metaphor, as you describe those who chose not to be vaccinated. I'm not.
Oh, my drunk driving. I thought you meant I was giving a drunken analysis, which was interesting.
Oh, no,
yeah.
No,
we give stoned ones, too.
I mean, it's a stoned analysis, but drunken analysis, I give that, too, but not
tonight. Slobber more.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, speaking for myself, I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
Right.
However, that said...
you are not vaxxed, it sounds like.
I am not vaxxed
right.
on this particular occasion.
And, on this particular occasion.
And I will not.
That's
and
why I love you from afar, Kristen.
Well, hopefully we can...
I have many friends
like
that.
You're like a killer on the loose.
Well, not as long as he stays away from us.
A mass murderer.
Let him speak. No, let the anti-vaxxer speak.
No, I'm just kidding.
He's not an anti-vaxxer.
I know,
he's just
not. Don't
vaxxed.
Say that,
right.
Okay?
Because, I just was kidding. Teasing. Yeah,
because, teasing.
Well, the science is revealing also that vaccinated people are shedding equally to the unvaccinated.
Shedding.
The problem I have is, at the end of the day, it's all a theory. And my opinion is that these vaccinations were rushed to simply get the economy back up and running so everybody can get back to their respective, what they feel is normal. And I don't believe that there ever is going to be a return to that old normal.
Of course not. They took over a long time ago.
And that's all fine. So, Kristen, let me just ask you. I think your point of view is very valid. Are you... staying home or just going out hiking by yourself, or how are you conducting yourself? Do you go to work and deal with people?
I'm not, again, it should be left up to the discretion in a democracy to choose, for the people to individually choose what they want to have or not have. And I think it should be available to those who are
Christian.
See, this whole process has been half-assed from the get-go. So right now we have a situation where people like myself, there's different levels of immunity that should be addressed, and there are people at high risk or higher risk that absolutely should take it.
Okay.
But then there's others.
We get all that. I hate Russian roulette.
Okay. Well, it's not quite that.
No. Whatever story. Let's
look at the numbers, though. Let's look at the numbers.
I don't
want to
be. I get it.
Okay.
And
so
it's going to be.
Okay, so let's look at the numbers. The people who are vaccinated, what we're finding is they can get Delta, and yet they are dying in much, much smaller numbers, minuscule numbers, or being taken to the hospital and put on ventilators. I hate to break it down like this.
That's all vaccines
are
about.
Because it's not that sexy. But, you know, that's the facts, that the vaccines do not stop it. It's like a flu vaccine. Have you ever taken a flu vaccine?
No.
Okay, I have. Here's how the flu vaccine works for me. It makes me less... submissive to the flu. It means I don't die from it. I'll get it, but I don't like have to go to the hospital with it. And I have had to go to the hospital. I've had pneumonia a few times, and one of the times was because I didn't get my flu vaccine.
The vaccine
is not perfect. It is not a perfect thing. It never has been. And this is a variant like that. This is a respiratory problem.
If you were back in the 50s, if you grew up then, government, you had to have the vaccine. You had to have it to do anything, to travel.
We had to have smallpox vaccines.
Yeah, all the vaccines. I came to America. That was the first thing.
Oh, yeah.
Vaccinate this motherfucker.
It's very American. It's nothing.
Yeah, I know, right?
This whole freedom thing is a new idea.
Yeah. Freedom of what? Right?
And by the way, the anti-vaxxers used to be more the lefties, not the right-wing people, because they do tend to go for authority. And I think that maybe, if I dare say, that Kristen falls into that category of people that would not consider themselves at all right-wing, but are more into herbal cures for things.
So allow me to just give a brief overview of my recent history. So in 2010, I myself... came perilously close to departing to the other side as I came down with a very severe case of MRSA. and not in the most pleasant of regions as well. And I was pumped full of antibiotics just to get myself stable. And prior to that, I had, you know, I had done a lot of toying with different diets and this and that. And I really could never, up until that point, I never got a handle on the true holistic science of treating the body. And after my MRSA experience in 2010, I decided, come hell or high water, I'm going deeper. And I did. And so I've been in ketosis now for the past now 11 years straight. And when you're in ketosis, the body is literally, your chemistry is functioning differently than when it's not out of ketosis, because you're in constant house cleaning mode. So as a result of my experience, you know, I take no medications, pharmaceutical synthetic medications, for anything at all. And I have, I'm now about 90% recovered from where I was in 2010.
Well, I'm glad you recovered. So, Kristen, I got to get going. I have a lot of people here.
Absolutely.
So, but I want to just express my great appreciation and love for you and your support of the show on social media and also in real life when you were one of our camera people. And am I allowed to say that?
Absolutely. It's such an honor and a privilege.
And
to
you
be
edited
that,
a piece really beautifully, and it's one of our favorite pieces, the kitchen table orgy that we had here. Remember that, Max?
I certainly do.
Kitchen table orgy. That was when Jux got to be one of the key players. He was really a cocksman in that. Yeah.
Wow.
Usually he's taking the pictures, but he's also a porn star. So, so Kristen...
Jux is a porn star?
Yeah, you know. I mean...
Really? Oh, okay. Oh,
using
yeah,
the word star loosely, as I am wont to do.
He shows his thing on camera.
His thing, yes.
Yeah,
his,
that's how you become a porn star.
Beautiful elephant, right. The trunk. Right.
The front.
So, anyways, yeah, it's a great, great video. But, Kristen, I will just say, I think it's okay. As Max said, yes, if this was in the 50s or 60s or even 70s, you'd have to get vaxxed. You'd have to.
You'd have to.
So now
under Republicans.
There's a little more leeway, and I'm older. If I was young, I think I'd be more pissed off at the anti-vaxxers that are preventing society from, getting back into the swing, into the roaring 20s
maybe
of life.
Well, my feeling is I just wish they had, they should have, here's my opinion, they should have kept everything shut down longer and waited for a truly effective and safe vaccine. And that is what I am not convinced of.
And who's going to pay for that?
I feel this way. You have a multiple multinational corporations that you have in combination with the governmental figures that make the decisions of putting forth such proposals.
And keep in mind that all during this time, there have been huge anti-mask demonstrations.
I'm not an anti-masker.
I know, but there have been huge
around
anti-lockdown demonstrations, and they are not stopping, and they are against capitals. In a way, the whole insurrection at the Capitol was an anti-lockdown demonstration. The whole thing. Anti-lockdown demonstration before the vaccine had really been administered. Maybe
right.
There were a few out. There are political reasons for it. I agree with you, Kristen, about the complexities. I just think that it's a question, do you get the jab or don't you? And as a socialist, I think you do. But anyway, I respect your right to be just in a little world by yourself, and
you can play.
Go right ahead.
You can.
Our show, so we're going to take you
absolutely.
Off the air.
Yeah.
But appreciate hearing from you and loving you. And now,
love you
like
too, Dr. Steve. Love you too, Matt.
Z, all right, we got to pull the plug.
That's okay.
Fabulous, Kristen, and that means you, Abe.
Hey, you don't love
me.
You don't love me, Kristen. Come on.
No, I love you, Abe. Happy birthday again.
Thank you, Kristen.
Happy birthday. It's always Abe's birthday.
Thank you, Kristen.
All summer long.
right.
All summer long. All
right. Love you too, Kristen. Love
Kristen
you too.
Is
love,
great. Love it's your true, insight. And I love do want to just say a lot of my friends, they may say they're not anti-vax because that sounds too political, but they're just not getting the vaccine.
Don't they know that the generation or two before them were required to?
No, they don't know
or
that.
Or they couldn't move.
They don't really want to know that. Or
right,
they, that,
but that's
that,
what's going
I
on.
I mean, I don't know. I guess according to the Republican brain, which is not necessarily these people's brains, because my friends are not really Republican.
The less peasants, the better.
I think everybody's brain just wants to go in the direction it wants to go. My brain happens to want to go with science, even though science is flawed. And the vaccine is flawed. It is not a perfect vaccine, but neither was my flu vaccine.
None of it was.
None of it was. Some people died from the smallpox vaccine.
Oh, absolutely.
A few people did. And it's tragic for the people that do. I get it.
Don't play Russian roulette.
It's like playing Russian roulette if you don't get the vaccine. If you do get the vaccine, I guess it's like going to the supermarket. You could get shot. You could, because there are crazy people out there. Jesus.
You could get
shot. But probably not.
On the way.
Right.
On the 105, or, you know.
So Digga Digga Doc Go Do says Dems represent a more broad demographic. That's why Dems have more varied ideas. Yeah, and that is what I said. And thank you very much. I love the way that people repeat what I say in their own words.
Because
I think that means that they're like in a class and they're learning to say what I think, which is cool because I like to be that kind of powerful.
And to be free.
And
here.
To be free.
Be free here. They got you. Everybody's worried about implanting, something being implanted.
We're being implanted already.
From the second we stick our head out.
I'm fucking implanted by this clickbait, I tell you. I cannot handle it. I cannot. It is driving me crazy, okay? It is driving me crazy. I just want to speak about my craziness for a moment because I have been feeling a little out of sorts the past few days, as many of my fellow humans, including an amazing human, Simone Biles. Except instead of worrying that I'll fall off the vault doing a triple axle flipper dipper in the sky, I'm just worried I'll fall down walking into the bathroom.
Yeah, at our age, you're talking about. Fragile bones.
Fragile.
Yeah.
World. There's floods. There's fires. And yes, there's this taking advantage of old people. Attacking them in the street.
And fraud. Fraud everywhere on the internet.
And I don't know if it's really worse than ever.
Or
is it just the clickbait that is making me feel like it's worse than ever?
We have one of those cameras. Everybody has those cameras now.
Oh, the one that didn't work when the police were here.
Oh, right.
Right. When we really needed it. Yeah. It suddenly stopped working.
After 3 years, it stopped.
And then it went back to working when they left.
As soon as they left.
They disconnected it. Did they think we wouldn't notice that?
With Wi-Fi jammers.
Do they think that we're just too busy having sex? Maybe they think we're too stoned. But yeah, we know what you did. You jammed our Wi-Fi. For the period you were here, you did not want to be filmed doing illegal things. I'm sure, like the LAPD, you were hoping that you would catch us in the middle of an orgy.
Forget your armed neighbor. Life has a lot of packages. It's got some really nice packages it gives you. And then life gives you an invasion of cops.
Oh, yes. Yeah, life gave us an invasion of cops.
Cops, right.
That is true. And now what do we do? We have to fight back. Well, I don't want to. I never want to.
Because it's not your money that we're going to try and win.
Whose the money damages. Is it?
It's the taxpayers' money.
It's the taxpayers' money.
Right.
It's not that inspector's salary, though.
Well, if you don't, they don't have a lot of money, they can't pay that kind of money. But as you, if you're a public servant, you're like a teacher. You're taking care of your community and doing what's best for your community.
Right.
So that's what's important.
Well, we certainly are good for the community. We're minding our own business and actually not having the orgies. We haven't had them since we've been here.
Only the cops are looking for orgies.
They're looking for them. No, we're not having
them. I'm trying to, you know, just run a little bar radio station.
But we got a great orgy playing right after this.
Yeah. You can go watch that.
Technologique says he's on YouTube, or she. Actually, we don't know. Thank you. You clarified that perfectly. Aw, thank you, Technologique, for acknowledging my perfection. Technologique, I think, was asking about the sexual repression of the Republican brain.
Yeah.
And there's also a sexual repression to the Democratic brain, of course, that is starting to warp the Democratic brain that used to always be about freedom of sexuality and lately has been about a lot of restriction, some of which I agree with. You know, certainly consent is extremely important and people should be free to be who they are. But a lot of toe-stepping is very irritating. It's all part of what I said about the left eating each other up. Like, how many people on the left are going to come to our defense, our help, in fighting the city inspectors and the police on raiding us for nothing? And you know that they raided us because we are sex educators and therapists, and that is our profession, our work.
And we're writers and we're artists.
And 98% of it is over the phone.
And, you know, you can bite some little guy down the road here, but if you want to take a chunk out of my ass, then I'm going to have to say, hold on a second.
That's right. And they have been...
So far.
Harassing us lightly. It's light harassment, which we have put up with nicely because we're bonobos and we believe in being nice to everyone, including sexually repressed Republican firewomen. And I think that they discovered that this was not a bordello, that this was not a porn studio, that this was not a sex cult, which has had a resurgence, I guess, in America. Sex cults are big again. They used to be when I was young.
Right.
But then they sort of went away, and now they're back.
Because they were persecuted, too, then.
Yeah. Well, it's like they come in waves.
Right.
You know, and like devil worship. It's a feeling in the mind of the mob. And I have great respect for the mob. I'm seeing where the mob is at, which is one reason I'm not having orgies. The main reason is COVID, and also I'm in a neighborhood where I don't have them. So then they thought we had a hotel. I think they realized we don't have a hotel. And now they think we're running an Airbnb, which, of course, we're not doing either.
Well, the firewoman told them that we were making porn movies here.
They're back to the porn movie.
Because she saw a bed.
Lots of beds.
Right.
Actually.
Because there's beds in every room.
Mm-hmm.
Why are there beds in every room is always their question. These are my beds, and they're in my office.
These are our beds.
And they're in my studio.
Because we like to relax.
Hello.
We like to sleep every once in a while, take a nap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be mean or anything, But
and we have sex in the middle of the day. Hey, we are sex therapists, so right. We have to have our afternoon delights.
And I'm a cancer victim.
So he has to have an afternoon delight.
So I have to have a bathroom.
He has to have a blowjob every once in a while. Nah. I'm explaining your medical need.
Okay.
All right. I also need regular orgasms, so I need a bed. Fuck. Okay.
But, and so, I'm not going to throw the beds away. I paid for them, and then I, you know.
So brilliant ad 5414. Boy, we have some intense questions now.
Yes.
He's saying, will you talk about how hospitalization has dropped despite new variants, and can you please address the fact that you said the flu causes Parkinson's? Now, here's what I said, first of all, about the flu causing Parkinson's. My dad had the influenza of 1918 when he was like 7 years old and almost killed him, but he survived and he was fine, so they said. And then he got Parkinson's when he was like 6 years old, which is pretty young, or he started to get it. Yeah.
Wow.
And they don't know exactly, okay, if you're quizzing me on my science, I will say that I am not absolutely sure, but some scientists have said that influenza set off Parkinson's in people, that people who survived the influenza of 1918 later developed Parkinson's and other diseases. So there's such a thing as the long disease, and they call long COVID. There is that. It's a bitch. And you know what? This thing, I got to say, I have had lung problems my whole life. And I'm a Gemini, so there's something about that. Although I don't believe any of that
and
shit.
And you grew up in Philly.
And I grew up in Philly. And
it's pretty smoggy there.
Yeah. And it's been better here. But I have had allergies, or not allergies, sinus conditions my whole life. So I'm sensitive to this and the pollution. And it's just gotten worse and worse. And the diseases that we pass to each other, we've always had them. It's a result of civilization. We've had plagues like this where you can't breathe, where our very breath kills the ones we love. It's nothing new. And we'll never beat it. So, y'all do what you want. So one guy says, yeah, I had COVID, and why should I get the vaccine? And I say to that, I don't know. And I don't. I really don't. Except I know that the science people say you should get it. So you should get it. But if you don't believe in science, then don't get it. Just stay away from me.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think I should stay away from everybody. You know, I'm supposed to be the mistress of ceremonies at DomCon. I'm supposed to teach a class at DomCon. I love DomCon. And they're going on, you know, because these are tough, tough kinksters. Hey, they whip each other good. I love DomCon. It's like my people, in a way. You know, my other people are primatologists, and my other people are porn stars, and my other people are the dumbest of them all. And that's just academics. But yeah, DomCon people are such great people and such true therapists. Yeah, I also hang out with the therapists, the licensed ones. I'm not licensed, because then I couldn't be me. But DomCon people, they're mostly better therapists than the licensed therapists, because they help you with everything. They help you physically and mentally and spiritually and sexually and kinkily. And no, they're not supposed to have sex with you, and mostly they don't. Anyway, they certainly don't at DomCon. It's a very above board and yet kinky venue, and they're going on, you know,
at the Hilton. The Hilton at LAX.
Yeah. I don't know. And they told me, I asked him, can we do this outside in the patio? And no. Anyway, I don't want to say any more. Will you talk about how hospitalization has dropped despite new variants? Okay, well, I just did. Yes.
Yes.
Hospitalization has dropped because people are getting vaccinated.
Especially the ones that are already vaccinated. They don't get hospitalized.
I'm not militant about vaccine, but I recommend it. And no, it's not perfect.
There you
go. It's not a no-brainer. But whether you got a Republican brain or a Democratic brain, use your brain. It's a better deal than getting this thing. Look at all the people that say as they're dying, I wish I got the vaccine. Doesn't that get to you? Or their relatives who say, oh my God, so-and-so just went like that.
Bang.
And they didn't have any pre-existing conditions and, oh.
Mommy Nature has some good technicians.
Deluce says, a sheep is someone who blindly follows Trump. Of course, yes. Yeah. But except, you know what? I'm a sheep. My Chinese zodiac. I'm a little lamb or a battering ram, whatever you want to call me. But I'm a sheep is basically what it comes down to. So I oppose this anti-sheep talk. Okay, I should start an organization for pro-sheep. Because, you know, what would we do without sheep? Mutton. Our little
you know,
lambs.
In California, it's too late. So not
the shepherds.
Bacon is going to be very
that's
hard
pigs.
To get.
That's
yeah,
different.
Pigs, right? Yeah. Because the pigs now have to have their own space.
Anyway, an idiot is someone who blindly follows Trump, okay? Deluce, not a sheep.
Or follows any fake sales person.
Right. Don't libel sheep.
He's a scammer. He's a scammer.
He's just a cheap con artist.
I heard of him in New Jersey when I was a little kid. And his family.
Right.
And we all knew, oh, yeah, it was fucking Trump's, man.
Yeah, we all knew
yeah.
that he was a fake.
Yeah.
That he was worse than Nouveau Riche.
Right, right.
Worse.
He was bananas.
And had no
bananas.
Couth.
No couth.
No manners. Yeah, and I feel bad that the ethic... The ethos of the hippies, which was kind of no rules, has been translated into 2021, no manners, somehow, by our fellow baby boomers and Gen Xers and everybody. No manners. What am I to say? You know, I never thought I'd be wanting more manners. Except don't kill each other. And people do kill each other. They're like arguing and then pulling out a gun. Speaking of amosexuals, that's the worst. And I understand your amosexuality. I have a few clients that all they talk to me about is their sexual obsession with guns. And I tell them if you're going to use it as a butt plug, just make sure it's not loaded.
And okay, just before we go, a couple of people over the last few weeks wanted to know if we were paid by the communists, by Russia.
I wish.
Because we sound a little, yeah.
I wish, hey, you Russians, what do you need from me? Except I don't have condos for you to rent, so.
Right.
No. We got nothing the Russians really want. No.
You, the two of us. No. The Russians don't pay us. Dr. Susie and the group pays everything for these
I'll
broadcasts.
Tell you who pays us. You pay
yeah,
us.
You pay us.
And you know what? We never do these GoFundMes or anything. We should. We probably should organize that. because we're worthwhile for that, if anybody is. But what we do is we talk to you and you pay us, that's all. And that works out. And maybe buy some books and what else can they buy? Oh, clips.
All kinds of things. I mean, it depends.
Right. Oh, lately we're offering the show for free.
Most of the things on the sites are free.
We say we're offering the show through the coronapocalypse, which shows no sign of letting up. Vaxxed or unvaxxed, it is upon us once again.
We're like the herd of cattle that is being brought to the slaughterhouse.
With no herd immunity.
Yeah, with no herd immunity. And, yeah.
So Deleuze says, doctors and scientists don't know shit. Give me a shady politician any day. I'm not sure how much of that is...
A shady politician?
Right. He likes shady politicians better than doctors and scientists. But then he says, can we get Joel Osteen on the line? He's the worst. He is...
Who is he? I'm sorry.
The preacher in Texas that closed his doors during the flood. That our therapist was documenting how his doors were closed. One of our therapists was down there, Mistress Jennifer, documenting how Joel Osteen was just letting the poor people drown until he got shamed into allowing something in the, you know, some deliveries. I don't know. But in any case, that's what I have to say about him. He's like super rich based on people's insecurity. Because a lot of people who worry that they'll fall down, they look to Jesus to keep them walking. And maybe Jesus does. Although Jesus whacked those moneylenders in the temple. I love that picture of Jesus with a whip, like a Dom Con Dom, whipping these guys dressed in suits that all represent banks. Anyway, yeah. So maybe you look to Jesus, which is fine, and so, Jesus is cool.
Hey, we got Jesus hanging.
We do.
Beautiful.
I think that those police were very confused by all of our
religious
artifacts,
symbols and artifacts,
including,
of
course, Jesus. We also have some Jewish religious art, but they wouldn't probably know that. Well, maybe they would. And we need more Muslim religious art if you want to send it to us.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But we have Jesus hanging in the courtyard and hopefully
it's
blessing
us. A wire sculpture.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Right. So, Unlikely Layer says he has no sorrow for late vaxxers who regret dying. I have mixed feelings. I have sorrow, I do, for humanity, because they are a part of humanity. They are connected to me, and I feel their uncertainty and their confusion, and it hurts me to watch them die. And on the arithmetic side, yes, that's one less Republican vote, but I also feel bad for humanity. Did you say Michael Simmons? Yeah, he was the director of the fetish movie. Michael, who was part of our show, Sex and the Republican Brain, back in 2012. And so I dropped him a note saying that we were going to be showing it tonight after the live radio show. So I said, if you want to give us a call, we'll say hi, see how you're doing. Hey, Michael.
Hello.
It was great. Is that Max?
That's Max.
Max, my ex-boyfriend. Anyway,
darling, I didn't recognize you at first.
Max, you never told me you were
gay. It's another Bonoboville reunion. Yeah.
Yay.
Woo.
Yeah, no, it was actually quite flattering to get the PM you sent me, and I said, well, I gotta call in. And, you know, we did a handful of shows together and tried to get a lot of stuff going, and we did. And, you know, as you know, the L.A. Fetish Film Festival stopped in 2017 because we were, you know, we got hit. You know, every nightclub in Hollywood took a hit from the economy because people would not get off their couches, you know. And
it's almost like and people got finally, ready for the pandemic.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Oh, I got to say one thing, though. I'm going to exploit you for a good cause.
Exploit me.
If you haven't got... I know, I might have to drive down there. If you haven't got the vaccine, get the vaccine.
Thank you, you know, Michael. We are
only
saying
way
that.
Out of this.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
It's the only way out of this because we're just going to repeat. There's going to be another pandemic and another. I was talking to some experts, and they say unless everybody gets vaccinated, this will not be stopped. And it's kind of like a Stephen King science fiction. But anyway, no, I was very flattered to get your message. And great to hear Max is still going.
I'm going. You know, I don't know where
Yes, we are still going. We're always changing. We don't have the orgies that we used to have when you came to visit us downtown. We are doing little radio shows, occasionally doing Zoom interviews with people, but definitely toned down. Do you still see the nylon girls?
Yeah, well, I have two announcements to make. I shot tons of super high quality footage, documentary style, with the nylon girls. And I've cut about 6 hours together. And that is going to be coming out maybe before Christmas. It's done.
Wow.
But it takes, as you well know, it takes a lot to launch it. And if we, you know, if we get it together, I will come down and we can do a show or do something.
And then
I'm producing an R-rated movie right now, not XR, because there's more money in R than X these days.
Is that the difference, like between four fingers or five fingers?
No fingers for R.
Oh.
Except
no fingers at all.
Put your finger in your mouth.
Ah, got it. Jesus. All right.
You suck your own thumb. But anyway, I wrote it 2 years ago. Combination Elmore Leonard and Russ Meyer, and R-rated. It's, believe it or not, there's no nudity. It's all teeth. But I cannot.
Wait a minute. It's all what?
All teeth, what?
Not nudity.
Oh, all teeth.
Because.
But you've always been about the teeth. I said you were the Orson Welles of teeth.
I could have thought of someone.
I didn't really think of you as a porn film director. Maybe you have directed some porn. Haven't we all? At the same time, I see you as more of a fetish, a.k.a. tease filmmaker.
You know, in 2009, I kept saying, why isn't anybody doing a fetish film festival? And then we tried to launch it. In 2010, one of my partners ended up overdosing, so we had to go to 2011.
Oh, yeah.
And then
that happens.
I don't know.
That happens all the time. Even in banking, it happens.
Absolutely.
And then my partner back then was Kat Raven, who co-produced with me for years.
Is that Josie Kat or is that a different Kat?
No. Josie Kat did help me. Oh, and I wanted to give her a plug.
Hey, Josie.
She is producing the R-rated movie.
All right.
Okay.
And does the R-rated movie have a name? Does it have a name?
Yeah. So we were calling it Black Widows. but you know, I don't want to get sued. I don't want to get sued.
Well, they're already Warner getting Brothers. Sued now. Isn't she suing Disney?
Yeah, I know. I read about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they pulled a maneuver on what's her name, but she's very powerful though. She'll win. And
she'll look good doing it. Legally Blonde.
Oh,
you bet. Well, I'm gonna win too. So we gotta go. You called late in the show.
Nice to
but
hear.
It's so nice to hear from you, Michael.
I'll give you a buzz later this week, and we can catch up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll talk to you more on the show as well. Good luck with the Black Widow. Whatever it's called.
Alrighty.
The not Black Widow movie.
The Honey Pot. It's
the Honey Pot. That's the name of the movie. The Honey Pot. Okay. That
all
sounds
right,
familiar
love you,
too.
Guys.
Love you. Okay. Thanks Bye-bye. For your pro-vax message. And we have another friend who calls with an unvaxxed, if not anti-vax message. So this show has been from sex to vax. I guess it's all in the X.
And be careful of your Republican neighbor who might become a vigilante so that America could be what it was back in the 50s.
We got the Burning Cash and Party Train Award Reddit. I didn't know those awards.
I think we should
get that every week. Okay. This is the Party Train, the Runaway Train, the Love Train, FDR, fuck, DeRich. Because you know what? The rich need to get fucked, and it's better than eating them because, ew, I think they wouldn't taste too good. So let them get fucked, tax them, something. It is not right to have these billionaires in space. By the way, check out my piece in Counterpunch this week. Billionaire dicks in space race. Sperm wars among the space cadets. Free Britney? Yep, she's still kind of in that conservatorship limbo, but she's going to go free. And free Julian Assange. He's in a much more dangerous limbo of prison, but we also believe he will be free, right? You got some inside information on that, didn't you?
Yeah, I heard an interview with, what's his name, from the Pentagon Papers. Remember his name?
The quizzing that goes on in this show.
Yeah, we have a very, very good research department, as you can
well,
as you can
tell. So, the Berrigan brothers?
No, that's a whole other tragedy.
Daniel
Ellsberg.
Ellsberg. I mix up the Berrigan brothers Ellsberg, but Ellsberg. Certainly Ellsberg.
He's an old
is a big
now.
Supporter of Julian Assange.
And that woman Williamson.
Hopeful.
Who's that woman Williamson?
Marion Williamson.
Yeah, I heard her.
The woo-woo candidate for president.
Right.
She was
talking to yeah, right. It's very interesting. Discussion.
By the way, Nin Roots Sandwich asks what advice we have for the LGBTQ youth seeking continuity, not leaving this, living in Florida. What? This question has got to be formulated in a more succinct manner for next week.
1 minute.
Okay. In the meantime, no matter what, whether you have a Republican brain or a Democratic heart, we love you. We hope that you live through this difficult moment.
We hope so.
Climate catastrophe, economic inequity, and of course, the coronapocalypse is still upon us. So, all we can do is say, be bonobo sapien, release your inner bonobo in some way, even if it's just to masturbate. you know, hopefully you have someone you could be bonobo with, but open yourself up to a little pleasure so you can keep yourself going through this tough time. I think it's tough for a lot of people, mostly poor people, but I think the rich are probably going through some anxiety. Anyway, it's nowhere, nothing like sleeping outside, as the brave representative Cori Bush demonstrated. So we have to try to help the houseless. And don't be on Simone Biles' case. You got to feel for a woman that knows her body. Really, women know their bodies. That's what it means to be pro-choice. So, meantime, we want you to be good. We want you to be happy. Try not to hurt anyone.
Always.
Okay, and that goes for the virus. Think about who you might be hurting by just breathing. I know, it's weird. It's counterintuitive. Nevertheless, it would be nice if you could think about it in a socialist, fuck the rich kind of way. Think about your fellow humans.
To take care of the family, and the family is the people, the organisms that live on this planet.
And all these people that are telling you you got your freedom, guess what? They've been vaxxed. Not the lower level ones. They're dying in hospitals or outside. But the higher level ones like Tucker Carlson, he was vaxxed. You better believe it. Trump, he was vaxxed. You know, all the Trumps.
Yeah.
Anyway, they want you to think they're a cowboy. They just wear the hat. Anyway, so make like bonobos. Not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.